Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. On Friday's Farm Talk, I met the new president of the North Dakota FFA, Cole Anderson of Rugby.
I know you're from the Rugby area, but give us a little 411. Obviously, your family farms, but tell us about yourself.
Like I said, I grew up and I live near York, North Dakota, which is kind of between Leeds and Rugby, right along Highway 2. My family, we farm a bunch of different crops, and we have some cattle, too. I personally have, through FFA, I've developed some SAEs, which those stand for Supervised Agricultural Experience. And I've had tons of different opportunities. I've had some entrepreneurship and placement. So for my placement ones, we are in Rugby at our high school. We have a co-op program. So I actually worked for my ag department for my two advisors. And then I also work on my family farm as another SAE. And then my two entrepreneurship ones, I actually own 13 head of Monadale purebred sheep. Wow. And then I also produce square bales to help feed those and just to sell to some of the neighbors and people around my community.
Man, that is fantastic. So I'm assuming most of your life you decided you wanted to be at least in some part into agriculture?
Yes. So I love agriculture. I want to be involved in it for the rest of my life. But I've always kind of been a math guy and a problem solver. So I'm actually going to college for mechanical engineering. But I'm going to NDSU because like I told my dad when I told him I was going there, because he asked, well, why not UND or another college? I said, because I still want some agriculture in my life, and I know I'll get that when I'm at NDSU. So that was kind of my little joke I had with him. But
I almost said, what do you mean UND? I'm just kidding. It seemed like everybody I talk to, and because of the agriculture department, I'm sure, but most everybody I end up talking to at the FFA, or at least the hierarchy, they're at NDSU or have been at NDSU. So obviously some great programs. Did they recruit you, like when you've come down in the past? Is that kind of how you maybe started leaning that way? Because I think there's some other schools in North Dakota that could have maybe tugged at you a little bit, but when you do the state convention, I think they do a really good job, since it's on the campus of NDSU, to reach out to you guys, do they not?
Yeah, they do. There's a lot of connections that they bring out, and I've got to meet quite a few of the staff down at NDSU, and I have some family that works there, some really extended family, but they're still family to me. Okay. And I've just always been a Bison football fan, and that's another reason that I kind of decided to go to NDSU, and I just think that it's really a great college, and okay. They do so much for FFA that I'm really glad I'm going there while being a state officer, because I know that they've had quite a few state officers and they're pretty good to us FFA kids.
Cole, we'll dig back in history a little bit. Think back, what or who got you interested in FFA in the beginning?
So the credit there will probably have to go to my dad a little bit, but I think most of the credit will go to my advisor, Ms. Tonneson. She really, from the beginning, really the reason I got involved in FFA is because I was taking my eighth grade ag class, and she says, hey, do you want to come compete in food science and go to state convention? And I was like, sure. And ever since then, I kind of just a little bit more and a little bit more I signed up for and loved it. FFA kind of became my family, and it really was just opportunity after opportunity that presented itself. And I'm so glad I got to be involved in the organization, and it's brought me great places.
Well, it's a great networking opportunity as well, and maybe you've already seen it, but I can tell you from people that I have met later in life, it seems like the friends you make in FFA now will be friends that you probably will talk to when you're 40, 50, 60 years old. It's weird, but it is that way. It's a lot of good people.
Yes, I've heard that many times from people.
We'll be back with more Inside Agriculture coming up in just a moment.